In this bulletin, the New South Wales lockdown to end in 2 weeks, 19 new COVID cases in the ACT and one death, and the AFL Grand Final to return to a day time slot once COVID restrictions end. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyers. New South Wales is expected to emerge from lockdown on October the 11th, when 70% double-dose coverage is achieved. Regional travel won't be allowed until 80% double vaccination coverage, which is expected 2 weeks later. The state recorded 787 cases and 12 deaths. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says she expects the state to be so-called COVID normal by December 1st, but warns that case numbers will rise.
At 80%, you'll be able to go anywhere freely in New South Wales. You'll be able to stand up and have a drink at a pub. You'll be able to consider international travel and other things at that number. We know that once we start reopening at 70% double dose, that the case numbers will go through the roof. But what will protect us is the fact that so many people have received at least the first dose of the vaccine, and those people will have that extra layer of protection against ending up in hospital or worse.
Local business owner Gay Stewart Nan says she's pleased to have some clarification.
It's a time of, it's caused a lot of angst to many businesses, including us, it's a time to be pleased that we can get back to some sort of normality.
The ACT Chief Minister Andrew Barr says the lockdown will end in the Territory on Thursday, the 14th of October. The Territory recorded 19 new coronavirus infections and the death of a man. Almost 60% of the population aged over 12 has been fully vaccinated. From this Friday, two people will be able to visit another household, and the exercise and outdoor recreation time will be doubled to 4 hours. Chief Minister Andrew Barr says more easing of measures will take place from Friday the 15th of October.
Five people will be able to visit another household at any one time, and 25 people will be able to gather outdoors. Licensed venues, cafes and restaurants will be able to operate seated service at a maximum capacity of 25 across a venue.
General practitioners and community pharmacies will be able to apply for grants to speed up the vaccination rollout in Victoria. More than 100 grants of up to $4,000 and 10 grants of $10,000 will be available to those operating in COVID hotspots. Victoria recorded over 700 cases and one death. Premier Daniel Andrews says the grants will allow pharmacies to operate longer hours or rent more space as more vaccine doses arrive.
I've had a couple of pharmacists put it to me that they haven't got enough room in their shop, but if they had a bit of help, then they could rent some space next door or just down the road, and they'd be able to run, if you like, their own vax hub in that space. If we can help our GPs, who are doing an amazing job, and help our community pharmacists who've been doing amazing work and are now moving into a really intense phase with these hundreds of thousands of Moderna doses arriving, then we'll get more jabs into more arms.
Health officials in Queensland say reaching 80% vaccination coverage will not guarantee reopening of borders before Christmas. The state borders have been closed to most of New South Wales and Victoria since July. Hundreds of Queensland residents and people trying to move have been stuck in limbo interstate for months. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says she's waiting on revised Doherty modelling available to the public following this Friday's National Cabinet meeting.
Well, that's going to depend on the modelling and our discussions at National Cabinet this weekend. But as I said to you, and I'll say it again, I'm very humbled by the Queenslanders that have been coming up to me and speaking to me about how they're enjoying doing normal things. They're going to the shops, they're going to the restaurants, they're going to cafes.
To sport, AFL Chief Executive Gillon McLachlan is open to the AFL Grand Final returning to a day time slot when the Premiership decider eventually returns to the MCG. Melbourne's thumping win over the Western Bulldogs on Saturday night was a triumph for Optus Stadium in Perth, with the match starting at 5:15 in front of a crowd of 60,000 plus. Last year, Richmond beat Geelong in a night grand final at the Gabba in Brisbane. But once COVID-19 restrictions ease and the grand final can return to the MCG, Gillon McLachlan has hinted that the game could return to an afternoon opening bounce. Well, now tomorrow's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 23. Adelaide, a shower or two, 22. Melbourne, a late shower or two, 23. Hobart, cloudy and 17. Canberra, partly cloudy, 20. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 23. Sydney, much the same, 22. Newcastle, mostly sunny, 25. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 23. Cairns, a shower or two, 29. And Darwin, mostly sunny and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.